Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with Life Support Outreach Church. I just thank and praise God, everybody, giving reverence to God who is my life, to Apostle Deans, and to everyone in their respective places. I just want to thank God for being on our radio broadcast this afternoon. I give God praise and glory. I am so excited today. God always have a word for us, and he always ministers to us, and I just give him praise on today. I give him glory. We're going to get ready to call our worship to order, our worship service to order now. We're going to have a short devotion. We're going to have a song, a scripture, and a prayer. And then we're going to go right on with our services today. I just thank God for all of you. And I give God praise for what he's doing in our lives. I thank and praise him today. He's such an awesome God. I love God. I love God. He loves us too. And I just give him praise on today. And then we're going to get ready to have a song.
Change you, God. Make me more like you. Wash me through and through. Create a clean heart so that I may worship you. Thank you.
Your reading will be coming from Psalms 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, whom redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfy thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle. The Lord executed righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. I have just read you from Psalms 103, from the first verse down to the 10th verse. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come humbly this afternoon, Lord, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come with a bowed down head and a humble heart, Lord, just repenting and confessing, asking you to forgive us and cleanse us through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lord, we just ask you today, Lord, to bind up the strong man from our lives and from this radio broadcast on today. We ask you today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to send your anointing today. Send your anointing to our radio broadcast. Send your anointing, Father, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you, Lord, to let a word hit somebody's heart on today. Let somebody be blessed by your word on today, Lord. I'm asking you to let me move out of my way and let the Holy Spirit come in and bless us on today. We need the blessings of the Lord on today. We need God's blessings on today, Father. I ask you to bless this worship service. I ask you to bless everybody listening to it. I ask you right now, Lord, to bless in the name of Jesus. Lord, you know exactly what we need today. I'm asking you for it on today. Lord, I don't know what everybody needs, but you do. I'm asking you to bless them with their needs on today. meet their needs, Lord, on today and bless our service in this radio broadcast. I ask all these in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen and amen. We just give God praise on today, and we give him glory today. We give God glory. He's such an awesome God, and I'm just so, I feel so good today by just being able to call on his name. You know, it's somebody. Can't even call on his name, but if I couldn't call his name, I would just wave my hand. You know, God have these wave offerings, you know. All you have to do is wave your hand. If you don't know how to pray, Lord, just say, Lord, have mercy. Just one or two words, and he will hear and acknowledge what you're saying. So we just going to go right on into our testimony service. I'm going to play a song for our testimony service, and we're going to testify today.
Sometimes it feels cold and you feel alone. But hold on, better days are coming. It can be rough in this world. I know it ain't easy, but hang on in there. I know better days are coming. You think good. But just remember that better days are coming. Thank you.
I just give God praise on today. That's a testimony in itself. Better days is coming. We need to look forward to the days that's coming ahead, because God is our help. He's our redeemer. He's our provider. And he's going to have us in better days. We're not going to always be like this. It's not going to always be like this. Better days are coming. So I just thank and praise God. I know better days are coming. He's let me know better days are coming. I mean, if things are going to happen. Like I said, we in the world, but we're not of the world. And God's going to take care of us. He's going to cover us. He's going to protect us, because better days are coming ahead. And I thank and praise God for all that he does. You know, I have so many testimonies. Y'all don't want me to testify. If I testified, I wouldn't even have enough time to preach. I mean, I just have so much to thank God for, just for waking me up. I thank God for all that he does. And I thank God for all of you. I give God praise on today, and I give him glory on today from God. And I'm telling you, if you all could just see my life, you could see my life, how God is blessed. Every time the devil try to do something, God step in. He step right in, and I just thank God that my life is a testimony. I give God glory and praise for that. Nobody but God. That's my testimony. That's my testimony. God has been good to me. Do we have any more testimonies on today? Amen. Amen. So we're going to go right on from our testimony service. We're going to go into the Word of God. And God changed my sermon this morning. I mean, about an hour ago, if that long, you know. I thought it was one thing, but it's another. But it's all from God. So I give him praise and glory today. Father, we just praise you now for your word, Lord. Father, you know all I do is study. Holy Spirit, you have to speak through me. All I do is study. And you can tell us what you want to tell us. Let me decrease that you may increase, and minister to us on today. Minister to us, Lord. Father, we give you praise and we give you glory today for the word of God. Amen. Today I'm going to be coming from Isaiah 43. Isaiah 43. And I can't, it's verse 19, but I'm going to read what God is saying in to Israel. Here God is restoring Israel. I'm going to start with verse 1. It says, "But now, thus said the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and that he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine." God said, we are his. "When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall thy flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, the Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thee I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth, even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together. For let the people be assembled who among them can declare this and show us former things. Let them bring forth the witnesses, them hear and say, it is truth. Ye are my witnesses, said the Lord, and my servants whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved, and I have showed when there was no strange God among you. Therefore ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he. There is none that can deliver out my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? Thus saith the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, for your sake I have sent to Babylon, brought down all their nobles, and the Chaldeans, whose cry is in the ship. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters, which bringeth forth the chariot horses, the armies, and the power. They shall lie down together. They shall not rise. They are extinct. They are quenched as toast. Remember, if you're not, remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. And this is my scripture. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert for us. And I can go on and on and read. God gave me this scripture and told me to read it all because he wants us to understand that he is restoring us. He wants to encourage today. God wants to encourage us. I wanted to talk about something else, but God say, no, I'm restoring y'all. Oh, I'm going to restore you all. He told me, he organ in your body. He said, I'm restoring today in the name of Jesus. He said, just let them know, encourage them that God, he is a restorer. He is our redeemer. He said, before him, it was nobody. It was no God. And after him, it won't be no God. God is our Savior. He said, I am your Savior. And he's going to be our Savior and forever. It won't be nobody else. No other person. No other God. Nobody but God. And I want to encourage us. Oh, we're going through something now. But God. Every family member we got. Every Cunningham we got. It's still standing through the pandemic, the virus, and anything else. The devil can't touch us because God got us covered. It's enough of us praying. It's enough of us binding the enemy. I don't care what kind of problems we got. We don't have any problems. God fight every battle we have. God say, I'm a restorer. I am the one that's going to restore you. I am the one that's going to bless you.
I am the one that's providing for you. I am the healer. I am the attorney. I am everything. I am the redeemer. I'm your redeemer. I am. Even I am that I am. God said it. I didn't say it. This is coming out the word of God. He said it. He said, I will do all things for mine. You are here for only my glory, for my pleasure. That's why I made you. That's why you're here. Not for your own purposes, but for me. God said it. He said, so fear not. I am with thee. I don't care if you're walking through the shadows of the valley of death. God is with you. God is with that. Bring my sons and my daughters to me. Can't nobody have them. Can't nobody take them out of my hand. Because they belong to me and they're witnesses. I am a witness that God is a healer. I am a witness because God healed my eyes. God healed my feet. God healed my heart. God healed me from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. I am a witness. Deborah Deans is a witness. I can stand on the mountaintop and tell them that God healed me. I'm a witness for the Lord that he'll do just what he said he'll do. Feed us when we're hungry. He clothes us. He takes care of when people out here starving with the pandemic, we had money overflowing out of banks coming from everywhere, from the north, the south, the east, and the west. We didn't suffer damn time. Not one time. God is good. God is good. I am your redeemer. I am your savior. I am your provider. I am that I am. And after me, there will be no more. God says this, and he is who he say he is. He said, for I am the Lord, thy God, the Holy One of Israel. I am thy Savior. He said, I gave Egypt. Say, I gave Egypt, Ethiopia, and Saba. He gave land. He gave a state of nations for us to redeem us back. He said, send me my daughters and my sons and daughters. Give them back. And I'm gathering them from the north and the south and the east and the west. They all belong to me. He said, I have called thee by thy name. He called us by our name. He said, thou art mine. He said, we are his. We belong to God. You know, when you belong to the Father, you can walk like you belong to God. You can talk bold and like you belong to God. You look like you belong to God. You ain't all depressed and oppressed and all down and out. God don't look like that. Holy is thy name, the Holy One of Israel. We got to walk like we belong to God, like God is our Father. We got to look like it. I don't care what people say and think. We don't need no sign on our back. But when they look at you, they ought to know that you belong to God. When you open your mouth, they ought to know that you belong to God. Nobody else can do what God can. Nobody. But you ought to stand up and be a witness today. For God, God then did something for you. You ought to stand up and be a witness. I'm a witness for God. Stand up and be a witness for God. I'm telling you, God is so good. Y'all know my life. Every time something wrong, I call can tell you, and God do it for me, and he'll do it for you. You got to trust him. Have faith in him. Lean on him. Call on him. God is God. He's our Father. He made us. He made us. And I thank God today. He don't have to prove nothing else to me. God, they say all kind of stuff wrong with my eyes. I can see just fine. That's man. But I got a Savior. Hallelujah. I got to say that heal eyes. He say, bring the blind to me. If they have eyes, bring them. If they can't hear and they have ears, bring them. I'm a healer. I'm a redeemer. I'm a restorer. This is God. This is God. This is God. And I thank you today. I thank God today. I thank God today. I thank him today. God is all that I need, all that you need. He is all that you need. You don't need nobody else. We done tried everything else in the world. I tried everything. All out in the clubs and all doing all these things. But want to try Jesus today. Put your all, put every stock you have in Jesus and see what happens. See what happens. We don't have long now. Time is winding up and the sun is going down. Either you in or you out. Because when God is for you, he's more than the world against you. Either you in or you out. Either you with him or you against him. You can't serve two masters. You got to know that God will do anything for you. He'll stand for us. He'll do just what he say for us. God loved us so much. He gave Jesus for us. His only son for us. Died to give up his life for us. He didn't have to do that. He said he gave nations to the enemy for us. So he would let us go for us. He said, you are mine. Mine. He said, now I'm doing a new thing. I'm finna restore. I'm the restorer. Finna restore you. But you got to trust me. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what it looks like. It can be happening right before your face. Don't you believe it? Believe on me. Trust in me. Have faith in me. Because you belong to me. You are mine. You are mine. You belong to me. He's going to restore every one of you. Give back what the canker worm and the palmer worm and the locust took. He gonna restore. Oh, this, you have to go through something. Honey, let me tell you something. Because you got a calling on your life, you're going to go through. You're going to be tested and tried. But God say if you wait, if you just wait on the Lord, he going to renew your strength. You'll mount up on wings as an eagle. He said, wait on me. I'm going to renew you. I'm going to restore you, says the Lord. He's a good God. Good God. God is a good God. He's so worthy to be praised. Worthy to be praised. Nobody like God. Nobody. Not nobody can do what God can. So he's letting us know who win the election. I don't care who win the election. God already the king. He already the king. God still in control. I don't care who win it. God's in control. God's in control. I'm not worried about who win the election. I'm worried about keeping God in my life. I'm worried about doing what God tell me to do, how he tell me to do it. God is good. When we go through the things that we go through, when we test it and try, God say, I'm with you. All you got to do is call on me. You don't even have to call on me. Think it. He said, if you just think it, it'll be answered before you can even ask me. And I've experienced that. Don't tell me what God can't do. He said, you can stand in a furnace, in the burning fire, and won't nothing touch you. God said it. I believe it. He said, I don't care what it looks like. Trust me. I got you. He said he'll make the waters like he did Israel. He made the waters stand up on the side while they walked through the ocean on dry land. Don't tell me what he won't do for us, because we belong to God. We just be obedient. Seek his why, he may be found, call upon him while he's near. And God would do it. Thank and praise God today for the word of God. He didn't give me a subject. He didn't give me a topic. He said, preach the word. Just what I said. Preach the word. God is so worthy to be praised. He's worthy. God is going to restore us. When I tell you, if we just hold on. He said, just hold on. Just hold on. God going to restore. He ain't going to leave us in this predicament. God. These Democrats and Republicans think they got some. They ain't got nothing. They ain't got nothing. I don't depend on a Democrat or a Republican. I don't depend on them. They ain't got nothing. But God is my God. And he got a whole world in the palm of his hand. He's still in control. God is. So I don't care if they give me a dime. I don't care who gets elected. God owns the world. And everything that's in it, God owns. God does. So whenever they get through and everybody saying everything, God, it's all about God. It's all about God. Because God is still in control. Putin and anybody else, God's still in control. He'll take them down. All he got to do is bat his eyelash, and they'll go down. They don't know it, but they gonna know it, because he ain't letting them destroy this earth that he made. He owned it. Why would he let them destroy what he made and he owned? He ain't going to do it. He didn't let the devil do it. Why he going to let them do it? Mm-mm. So I'm trying to get out of here so I can pray. So, you know, I just thank and praise God for this word. I didn't know what he was going to do, but I thank God for it all, because in spite of it all, we got to remember that God is our everything, our Savior, our everything. He's our God. He's the Father. He owns everything. He owns us. We got to remember that in spite of all of that stuff, in spite of it, we got to look to him. We got to look to God. We got to seek him. I'm telling you, my God is an awesome God. So I'm not going to hold on to the sermon. I'm going to pray in the name of Jesus. Father, we come now humbly before your throne of grace, asking you this afternoon to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come just repenting and confessing. Lord, we've all sinned and come short of the glory of you, Lord, of the God. Father, we ask you today to just cleanse us, Lord. We ask you to cleanse our mind and every negative thought, every negative word. Lord, cleanse us today. Cleanse us. Cleanse us. We don't want no negative thinking in our minds. We don't want nothing but love in our minds and in our heart, Lord. And we just thank you for cleansing us today. Every negative thing about us, Lord, I ask you to just scrub us on your spiritual scrubboard and clean us up in the blood of Jesus on today. I'm thanking you right now, Father, for doing it for us, Lord. We need cleansing. Everything about us, Lord, we need cleansing. We can't look at what happened before. We got to come on out of that thing and look on to what this new thing is, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We ask you today, Lord, to cover everybody in the blood of Jesus right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I'm coming now, Lord, asking you right now to look down and have mercy on us today, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. You know what we need, Lord. You know today, huh? You know, Lord. You know, Father, what we stand in need of. I'm asking you to touch everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord. I'm asking you today, Lord, to touch them right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm asking you. You know what everybody needs. One needs you for one thing and some need you for another, Lord. Heal, we're in touch right now. Somebody got a pain in the body, Lord, and need healing right now, Lord. I'm asking you to touch today in the name of Easter, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. I just give you glory, yes, Lord. I give you glory for it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Somebody need a healing today, Lord. Heal their minds, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Somebody in Texas needs healing today. Touch right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now for healing today. In the name of Jesus, bring them together, Lord. Bring them together, Lord. Bring them together, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That one can't fall from the other, Lord. Hold them, Lord, in the palm of your hand. In the name of Jesus. Bless their homes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Every child I ask you to cover in the blood of Jesus. Rinse them out, Lord, in the blood of Jesus. Just cover them today, Lord, in your holy blood, in the name of Jesus. Oh, then, Lord, I ask you to pray for those that's sleeping on the sidewalks and in the park, Lord. I ask you today, Lord, to do it for them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Just keep them covered under the blood. Keep them covered, Lord. You know what they need. They need shelter, Lord. In the name of Jesus, they need you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, they need to accept you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, encourage today. Encourage your people today, Lord. They need encouraging today. Lord, they need encouraging, Lord. Lift every burden I feel, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I'm crying out for them today. Lift up this heavy burden, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lift it up, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Somebody, Lord, got a heavy burden, Lord. Cast all your cares upon the Lord that cared for you. Oh, you are mine in the name of Jesus. Bless today, Lord, and bless them, Lord, and bless them, Lord, and bless them, Lord, and in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to bless my sister, Lord, and I hold her up to you today in the name of Jesus. I only have one left, Lord, and I'm asking you today, Lord, and to bless her mind, Lord, and bless her heart today, Lord, and cover her right now in the blood of Jesus, and encamp your angels all around about her. Oh, Lord, and I'm asking you today, Lord, to bless those that need you right now, those in need. I'm asking you to bless them all over the earth. I don't know who they are, Lord, but you know, Lord. Bless your people, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And I'm asking you to bless Apostle Deans. Bless him, Lord. Heal him and touch him right now, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to lift him up in a high place, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I know you got him there already. Oh, yes, Lord, I give you praise, hallelujah, and I give you glory today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, those that have heard us, those that said all manner of evil against us, Lord, and everybody, anybody that ever done us wrong, Lord, and those that we got something against, Lord, and I ask you to remove it right now in the name of Jesus. But I ask you to bless those, Lord, that's hurt us, Lord, and bless those that ever said and done things against us, Lord, and we ask you to forgive them right now, Lord, and those that saying all kind of things about us, looking at us without the corner of their eye, oh, yes, thinking things and speaking word curses, Lord, and I ask you to forgive them right now and bless them in the blessing that they stand in need of, Lord, and we ask you to deal with them, Lord, and they are yours, Lord. You deal with them, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, then, Lord, those that's under the sound of my voice, Lord, I ask you to visit them in the night hour, Lord, and visit them, Lord, in the night hour, Lord, and visit them in the night hour, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, I just thank you, Lord. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I ask you to bless all of my siblings, all of my family, all of them, Lord. Just bless them, Lord. Keep them all covered under the blood of Jesus, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I'll be careful. We'll be careful, Lord, to give you all the praise, all the glory. And Father, anybody that I miss, that I need to pray for, Lord, I ask you to bless them and heal them and touch them and whatever they need, Lord. I don't want to forget anybody. I don't want to overlook nobody, Lord, and that you have for me to pray for, Lord. And those that try to misuse me, Lord, bless them, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Forgive them and bless them. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we be careful to give you all the praise and all the glory and all of the honor. In Jesus' name we pray and ask it all. Amen, amen. We just give God praise on today. I give God glory on today. I honor God today. He is an awesome, awesome, awesome God. And I know that he's going to be doing some things for us. It's a few of us. But God said he's restoring. He told me he was restoring. And I thank God. I thank God. I thank God. I thank him. I just give God praise. I give God glory. Y'all, every experience, every test and trial that I've been through, and y'all see that God has brought me through it, know he'll do the same for you. Know that he will restore everything that the palmer worm, the canker worm, everything. Thing you lost, you think you lost, you didn't lose it, you're getting something better. You ain't lost nothing. God gonna give you something better. Yes, he is. So say I'm hearing him. So say the Spirit of the Lord. So look for it, he said. Expect it, he said. He gonna give cause he said. He given houses, he said, for your obedience on this line. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. And I give him glory. Hallelujah. You don't have to listen to me. You can go anywhere else. But God said, for your obedience, you're going to be blessed above measure. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He said, learn from this. Learn from this. Learn from this. So say the Lord. Learn from this. Y'all ain't going to have to want for nothing. Your kids ain't going to have to want for nothing. So say the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And favor is upon you, you and you. Favor, 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 favor. I'm speaking it. I decree and declare over your life favor on your life, favor on your eye, favor, hallelujah, on your life. Everything you touch, everything you do. Favor, favor. God say, just thinking and see what happens. I got to get off of here, y'all. We thank and praise God for this awesome service today. I give God praise for his anointing that I asked him for. Before I got on here, I give God praise for his anointing. So we're not going to hold you any longer. We're going to get on off of here. But I thank and praise God. We're going to be back on Tuesday night, and then we're going to be off for a week. So I won't come back until... Let me see. I won't be back until on the broadcast until I come back on Tuesday the 25th. But when I come back, it will be the next month, maybe around the 3rd of September. So that's when we'll come back after Tuesday. I'll be on Tuesday teaching, but after that, we'll come back on the August 3rd. So God bless you all, and thank you for listening and being on and supported. And Father, I ask you to just keep blessing them. Keep blessing them, Lord. Just bless them, Father. Bless them, Lord. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, I say you be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. God bless you all. God just keep y'all. Just have a good rest of the evening. God bless. Good night.
Put your worship right there in this moment.
All I had in these hands and multiplied, done all that I am inside my heart.